relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate, this that podcast folk. Those in the know, Batman vs. Iron Man, how would it go? We talking one of a kind, collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't rapping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening, but damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made. But I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Figure Booth, here where we talk about the modern day collector and the ups and downs that they go through. We go over pre-orders, we share our plastic confessions, and we do interviews with those in the toy community. I'm your host, Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined none other but my friend, co-host, Figure Fan underscore Nate.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Figure Booth. Glad to have you. You've reached episode 93, which we're calling Three's Company.
Heyo. It's getting a little dicey up in here.
Yeah, there's...
Third wheel
sometimes, you know? It's like, oh, mm-hmm. Who is this guy? Who keeps on inviting him?
No, we're no guest. It's just going to be, the two of us. Our second episode of the new year, right? I think we've been... Yeah, this is our second episode.
Second? No.
It feels like we've done more, but we really haven't.
Yeah. Maybe second, third. It's either this or it's that.
Hey, it's either the second episode or the 50th episode. Who knows? But how you been?
I've been good, man. I've been trying to get a little bit back into toy photography.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely trying to do more shots. Yeah. I said I would. And I really do enjoy it when I can. Still really busy with school, but getting through it. I feel like I've gotten to that point where, it's getting more manageable because it's more of a habit thing now. Right. Where as first it felt like it was just too much to handle. I've been good, man. How about yourself?
I've been good too. Been really busy trying to be more consistent within my own page and also trying to come up with more and different content for the podcast as well. And also like challenging myself, not only in a creative way, whether I'm either working on new product, whether it's arcades or diorama pieces or whatnot, but also like I've been seeing some really great, phenomenal toy photography out there where I was like, man, I really need to just, etch some time throughout the day, throughout the week. And at least take up a couple of pics. And funny enough, I ended up snagging this calendar. You know how towards the end of the year, those calendar stores, like it's like 60% off, like the day of New Year's Eve or whatnot. They're like pretty much handing out the calendars, right? So I picked up this really cool old school Marvel. It has like these comic covers in there. And I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool if I just use this to kind of challenge myself? Hey, every month they show a different comic cover, right? So I was like, you know what? Yeah. And I did like a poll out there. And there's a couple people that were like, yeah, that'd be a cool idea just to participate, create different engagement.
Yeah.
So for January, it was Venom. I think I opened up the calendar like mid-month, so I was like, all right, I need to like get more ahead because I'm not gonna have enough time.
We got two weeks, guys. Let's do it.
You got 2 days. Get the picks in now. For February, I think it's Moon Knight. So I was like, oh, you know what? I have a couple of Moon Knight figures, whether it's Marvel Legend or the Mezco, and I gotta come up with like a catchy hashtag so that way we can show them off here on the podcast, or I can show them off my page. I'm thinking of like something really, I spent lots of hours on this creative hashtag, but like Prime's Picks, just something easy that you don't have to remember that's so convoluted, or sometimes the hashtags get too crazy where like they're so long. So like, I'll just do like the month of like February Prime's Picks, and then we can just look at all the cool shots for the month of February and whatnot, and it keeps me kind of accountable to try to do more with my figures, because as you guys will see, this episode's a little different, fair warning, and it's going to be more of a visual, I think, of an episode too. I'm going to try to do my best to kind of describe what we're going to get into for our audio listeners. But I do remember I was listening to one of our episodes back, and we did get some feedback where it's like, hey, I listened to this on my drive. Can you guys describe the stuff you guys are talking about?
Yeah, no, that's good feedback. So if you can't watch the video version of this, we will try to describe as much as possible as what we're showing you. But if you can watch the video version, that's kind of the one that we're recommending. But, you know, we know we have a lot of audio listeners as well, so I want to make sure that we respect that. But yeah, we've got a like Prime said, a bit of a different idea for this one. We've talked about, you know, these types of figures over the last couple of weeks, and we figured we would devote an episode to the world of, you know, third party.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like how third party has changed over the years, how it's gotten better over the years, you know, and how it's switched from something that I was a bit more hesitant to dive into to something now I'm like, okay, well, that's sort of where I want to focus a bit more and expand my collection that way.
And as a novice too, like stepping into that world, and I think we both stepped into it almost about the same time, because it's usually one of your friends that takes that step, takes that leap of faith in buying a figure that's kind of either unknown, whether it's a brand, or in this case, the reason why we called the episode Three's Company is we're going to be focusing kind of a dumbed down version, because we are not experts. We don't know every single line, but on the third parties that we've collected, kind of our experiences with third parties, at least, you know, I can speak for myself, my experiences, there's been some good and there's been some not so great experiences, but most of those not so great have been by like people I've known. Like my brother, he went on this hardcore third party stuff at the very beginning. He got some really bad stuff from like AliExpress and like other, you know, when it's like really you're just buying stuff out there in the unknown, and you don't know what's gonna, you know, get back to you. So we're gonna focus on a couple of third party figures that we've acquired throughout our collection and that we've tempted one another with. And I think you're the one that tempted me with my first third party figure, and from there on, and then we'll go through them, we'll talk about the pros and cons, and we'll take a look at it. So it's almost gonna be like a preview to a figure booth review. We're just going to review a bunch of figures with you guys. So sit back, relax, and get loose.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, as we start to talk about it, there's been this like evolution of, you know, what is a historical action figure from these Main Street companies to now what is being more supported, which is these third party companies, innovative designs, getting characters that you may have not had before. And I think one of the assumptions that I made when I first started getting into third-party figures is that they're always not licensed. And that's not the case. There are licensed third-party figures, but we call them third-party because they're not like a Hasbro, or they're not like a Mattel. You know, they're not like these Mezcos, these huge companies that you know. So that we third-party because they're a bit more of like a, think of it like a local mom-and-pop shop. Something that's smaller. Yeah. You know, they're still producing a lot of figures.
You got the whole family making as big as figures. The kids are the kids are coming over, they're helping painting eyes, you know, everyone's in. And you know, it's really set itself apart from before. The third parties were just like considered as bootlegs, you know, there was a knockoffs. There was a negative connotation to like third parties where it's like, oh, I don't support that stuff because they're selling like the rejects from the factory. And in the early days, like some of the from what I remember, a lot of these third parties or knockoffs, there were just duplicates of Mezco figures. And I remember my brother bought he bought a couple Mezcos, and they were literally like Green Lantern, Armored Batman, and I think he got Deathstroke. And they were like, oh, and Captain America. And it was a flip of a coin, you know. Captain America was horrible. The unmasked head, it literally looked like a head from a 1960s G.I. Joe. Like, I don't know who that was supposed to be. And the plastic was horrible. Like, I think it broke on him as soon as he took it out. You know, the Green Arrow, it started peeling like within a week. It was just completely fell apart. Oof. But then the other two he got a Deathstroke and an Armored Batman. And man, it could almost pass for like a legit Mezco. And I was like, wow, I it was very hard to tell the difference. You had to like really look at it, or knowing that, you know, I knew that he hadn't purchased it from Mezco itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely been an evolution to your point, because like a lot of people reference, you know, like you said, knockoffs. But yeah, there's really just been this, I think the evolution of third party reflects the evolution of tastes in the toy community. You know, there's different tastes, different preferences. Right. People are a bit more willing to take a chance on something that is third party. So because of that, we're seeing a lot of third party companies getting into the mix as far as offering new figures and all the different manufacturers that we're seeing. One of the big ones, which we'll start with, I think that me and Prime kind of first took our plunge within the third party realm, was from Felix Toys.
Yes.
The Joaquin Phoenix Joker, otherwise called the Clown.
Yeah, I think it was the Clown. I don't have the box here with me, but even their packaging is usually like much on the smaller end, you know, a little bit more compact. And the prices for these, like, they're all over the place. It's sometimes it's a risk to jump on them right off the bat. And other times, like, if you don't jump on them as soon as they get released, then the secondary market, it's like the prices go through the roof. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, this one was one of my first two. It's really,
the one like you're talking about, if you don't jump on early, like the Noda Logans, I remember those were really popular when they came out. And that was like right when I started getting a bit curious about third parties.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, if you don't grab it when it's being produced, there's not a good chance that you're going to see it reproduced. So you kind of just have to take the risk and see if you like it. If you don't buy another one. But if you have a figure that's third party that's out there that you're interested in, it's probably better to pre-order it, because the chances of you getting it on the aftermarket are going to be a bit more scarce.
Right. So what were your thoughts when you first got this Felix Joker?
I think one thing that really impressed me with the Felix, the Clown, is the tailored clothing. Because I was always such a Mezco loyalist as far as figures with tailored clothing.
Right.
So I remember when I got this, I'm like, well, let's see, because I've seen some third parties that have really baggy clothes. And that seems to be a lot of the feedback that I hear people say is, the clothes aren't really tailored well. They're not, you know, they don't fit the character. But I feel like on this Joaquin Phoenix, and you tell me if you disagree, I feel like they did a really good job on the clothes fitting the character. Now the jacket,
they did.
Maybe just slightly, just a little baggy, but I mean, for the most part, this fits really good on him. The pants, the clothes. You can take the jacket off, and he's got like, you know, he's got a button-up shirt with a vest, and it's all there. You know, sometimes on figures, you'll see that they, what you can't see, we're just going to cut off. So you have like this little thing underneath, you know, where it's like a vest, but it's not like a full vest. But this is like fully tailored vest. I can even take the vest off and get underneath to the button-up shirt. It's a full button-up shirt under there. I mean, it's really impressive how much they
included. Taking off the vest.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? You take off the vest and you start discovering like, wow, this thing is like fully tailored. You know, it's from head to toe.
Yeah, the stitching on this is really, really nice. The stitching on it is like, I can feel the, you know, the coat has a wired on the rim, you know, of the jacket and stuff. So definitely poseable if you want to do in some poses. But again, you know, to a different collector, one that takes a lot of photography like yourself that really mess with them. As you know, for me, I'm a different type of collector where I got them, I snagged them, and then I threw them up in my DTOF just because it was an additional piece to like my Batman's Rogue Gallery. And I really liked the film. So it was cool to get this representation in figure form where I know Mezco wasn't going to do it, at least anytime soon. Mayfix wasn't doing it. Like, there was no big company that was doing this type of Joker.
Right.
Because of the hype of the movie, you know? So when this came out, I was like, okay, I got to jump on it. And yeah, it was taking them out of the box. I didn't know what to expect. The joints definitely feel different than handling a Mezco. But overall, it was a good win. And I think that's what kind of kicked off the next couple purchases.
The likeness is really good for Joaquin Phoenix. It's one of the things I pay attention to as a toy photographer. Does it look like the character? Does it look like the actor? And I would say that these head sculpts do. And they come with a lot of stuff, you know, because of the additional head sculpt that has the blood on it. It comes with like a little Grammy. He comes with the Joker mask that he uses in the movie. It comes with a cigarette, a bunch of hands, at least like 20 different hands. It comes with a pistol. here's a lot of stuff. I mean, you get for the money, I think it's well worth it.
And the articulation is there with the tailored outfit, and doesn't feel too cheap where you think, oh, if I mess with them too much, it's going to break. The neck does like bend kind of weird. Like it almost bends. I don't know. Cause he has that head sculpt, like the Joker, you know, where it's the whole head and the neck connected. So
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily articulate at the neck piece, but instead it's like right below the neck. So it's a little different.
Right. You got double jointed elbows, double jointed legs, but to your point, yeah, he's got a one piece neck and head. And so that limits articulation. I'd say my only gripe is that his feet aren't flat. We've talked about this before. Yeah. So he has a hard time standing up straight sometimes.
Yep. I'm surprised. I went to go take him out of my DTOF. I was shocked that he wasn't down face down like he usually is.
Falling over.
Like a drunk Joker. But no, he was standing up straight. And I'm like, all right, there you go. Oh, you ready to come out on camera.
He knew it was his time in the spotlight. What was like your, so after that one, you got that one and you got some more confidence, you're like, okay, this is pretty nice. What did you decide to venture into next?
So then I wanted to get the Noda Logan. It was the blood variant, because not only there was a lot of hype, Plasti is one to blame. I saw his review and he was pumping up, and him and Grumps actually did tell me, they're like, you should get and I remember Plasti was like, get this, you know, get both of them, get the limo driver and get the bloody variant. And I was just like, and by the time I jumped on
Plasti,
it
Plasti was your enabler,
the bloody variant.
Oh, we might have lost him for a moment there. He was going to say the bloody variant was no longer in stock.
By the time the bloody version was available, it was like sold out. So I completely missed out on that. That was kind of a bummer. And that kind of taught me, like, okay, if the hype train is real on some of these third parties and you really want to jump on it, you better just bite the bullet and snag it. And obviously my undecisiveness of either getting the bloody variant or the limo driver version. But again, the community comes through. Somebody was able to sell me their duplicate, and I was able to snag the Noda limo driver, which was my second third-party purchase. And again, I was blown even further away. The tailoring. And the funny thing is, you know, we're taking these figures out for this episode, and I just started messing with them, and his freaking socks, they say Laura. And I just noticed that.
Nice. And then if also you haven't seen the movie, Laura is X-23.
Their pants have like this spring, so it's always, you know, on some of the Mezcos, you start messing with them and their pants come up and, you know, you got to mess with them. But this, I don't know what, it has like this, and they
spring loaded pants. So
you never have to worry about who doesn't like spring loaded pants.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. I was going to go somewhere else with that. I'm not going to. Don't worry, baby. They're spring loaded. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's a good second one. And, you know, I was going to invest in those Logans as well, but I think by the time that I decided to take a gamble, they were all gone. And I've never seen them come back up. So to Prime's point, if you see this stuff and you have any interest in it, just throw a pre-order in there, because all it takes is losing it one time and you'll never want to do that again. For me, the second one, and I can't remember if this is second or first, to be honest with you. So I'm just going to say it's second. It's either this or that, right? So for me, the second one was the B-Toys Cyberpunk Robin. And this figure is just, it blew me away when I got it in hand. The articulation's insane. I don't know what kind of body they're using there, but it's got really good range on the body. Awesome accessories. He looks like a total badass. I don't know why I wanted to go cyberpunk, but at the time I was just really liking the figure. I liked the way it looked. He's got this cool like headpiece that comes off, so he does have a face underneath there, but then you can put this headpiece on. It's kind of magnetic, I think, so it's got some magnet, you know, technology in it. Really cool accessories. Like the accessories are all like modular, so you can take these pieces apart and kind of build your own swords. You can do a double bladed sword if you want to for this big one. He's got guns that he comes with. He's got like a robot mech thing that he comes with. Cloth goods are really great. The jacket's a little bit thin, but I think for the most part, the cloth goods are really well done. So this is one of those figures that I was just really impressed with, really liked right off the bat. So yeah, definitely recommend the V-Toys Robin. And I don't know if I've seen another V-Toys come
up. That's a really solid one. I ended up picking him up probably around the same time you did too.
Mm-hmm. He's really cool though. I like him a lot. And if V-Toys did something again, I would definitely be more encouraged to get it because I was just so impressed with this. I need to shoot him more now that I've got him in hand. I'm like, yeah, I forgot how impressive that figure was. He's really nice.
Yeah, so after the V-Toys Robin, I think that's when Felix had announced the Joker, the one from The Dark Knight. And I think, did they ended up calling him the Joker? Or was it just Clown?
Clown. It was Clown?
Wasn't it? I don't know.
Okay, I think you're right.
I have the books.
Yeah, you might be right. I couldn't remember if Joaquin Phoenix was Clown or if Heath Ledger was Clown, but one of them was.
Yeah, no. Yeah, see?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clown.
Wasn't the Phoenix called the Comedian?
Comedian, that's it. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. It was the Comedian. Yeah, the Felix boxes, they're a little bit simple. They're smaller, but they have some cool art on them. You can see Prime's holding it. It's got some playing cards. It's got the purple color. It's pretty simple, but it's got a little bit of design on it. And I appreciate how it's smaller. Yeah. They're easy to pack, store.
Yep.
Not like this huge Mezco box.
And they come packed with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So this was the second running to Felix tackling a Batman villain. I don't know. This guy is impressive. Like I think they learned some mistakes from that first Joaquin Phoenix Joker, and then with this, they just the soft goods are even better. Which to me, I was like, man, how could they even do that? But yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, I agree. I thought I was impressed when I got the Joaquin Phoenix, but the Heath Ledger version of the Joker from Felix is even better. The first thing I talked about the last one was the Taylor Goods, and it's the same story here. The jacket is really well done. It's got this nice like red kind of velvety underlining within the jacket. Mm-hmm. It feels a bit thicker. Mm-hmm. He's got an under jacket here, which does get cut off at the arms, but it does have an under jacket. Then he has a vest. And then he's got a button-up shirt underneath the vest. The vest does come undone as well. It's got the Velcro. He's got the tie.
He's got at least 20 layers.
Yeah, he's got like a lot of layers, even down to the socks being like a multicolored sock.
He has Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas socks.
Exactly, yes. just the level of detail. I mean, it very accurate to the movie if you go back. I mean, there's checkered. I mean, like the button-up shirt has the design that Heath Ledger had on his shirt in the movie.
Right. Yeah, that hexagon type of look. And I like that they include like some of the accessories were like the grenades that you can put inside the jacket when he's doing that.
Yes.
Famous scene from the kitchen. And it's like that has a pocket for the grenades and the bomb in it. That was so freaking cool.
Yeah, he even comes with a pencil too, right?
Yeah, he comes with a pencil. He comes with a chain that we all sported in, high school.
Yeah, the pocket chain. Shotgun. Prime said he comes with the grenade kind of jacket thing. Pistols. He comes with two different pistols. He comes with playing cards. He comes with the mask from that one scene in The Dark Knight. I've still got it in plastic, but you guys know what this mask is.
Yeah. The bank robber mask. Yep.
Yeah, the bank robber mask. That's it. So yeah, really great accessories. He comes with masked and unmasked hands. So like, not masked, I'm sorry, gloved and ungloved hands. So you can see like, you know, flesh hands, or you can see him with the gloves on. And I'm happy to say that they flattened his feet out. He stands much more straight. Yeah.
That was a big win. When I stood him up and I'm like, yes, you stand on your own 2 feet. You don't need any help.
Yeah. You're not going to fall over when I leave you. Awesome.
Man, that was a huge win. I feel like the soft goods, if I don't know how, but they did step it up, and nothing to say, you know, taking points away from the Joaquin Phoenix one, because those were just as good. But the coat really impressed me on this one. Like, it feels, you get that, like, it almost feels like it's made out of what, crushed velvet or something. I don't know. It's such an awesome figure that they were able to add so many layers and you still get the articulation. Nothing's really, it doesn't feel like it's hindered. The head sculpt's on point. Paint applications are like impeccable. And the feet overall, like, it feels smoother. Like, the joints don't feel as rigid as like with the Joaquin Phoenix.
I was just gonna say that feels
like, you know, they learned and then they're like, okay, we're gonna improve on it. So it feels a little bit more solid. The Joaquin Phoenix one, it's like really light, where you're like, oh man, if I mess with them too much, I might break them. But the Heath Ledger one, it's like, it's a solid, again, for being a third party where it's not, you know, necessarily considered the Dark Knight, you know, Joker. It's just like the clown. You're gonna think, oh, I'm gonna get some like wonky figure that's gonna break immediately, but no, it's a really high quality figure.
Yeah And I'm glad that you talk about the articulation, because that's one thing about the Joaquin I didn't mention. When you bend his legs, he's got like this squeak, and it really scares me when I bend his legs too much, because it feels like it's stressing. Whereas the Heath Ledger, you can bend the legs, there's no squeak.
Yeah,
he can almost pick his own ass. You know, a lot of bend there. So it feels like, you know, I know we focus on Felix a couple times, but this being the second figure that I bought from Felix, it feels like an evolution of the line, where they took some of the feedback from the first one. They improved the cloth goods, they improved the body, flattened the feet out, that kind of stuff. So it's nice to see, okay, this is my second figure, and it feels a bit more premium than the first one did. So it's a nice evolution.
And even more accessories, even the trays feel a little bit more sturdier than the other ones. The other ones were really, like, everything felt flimsy. It was like the thinnest, really car. I think that clown box is really thin. But this one feels a little bit more higher quality. So, yeah, that was a major, again, that was a good confidence booster in seeing that, okay, I'm picking the right ones. Because even during, you know, this time, and even now, there's a lot of companies out there that are producing these unofficially licensed figures from movies and stuff like that, where you see like the now, especially, you see where like the faces are blurred out, or they come up with like funky names for, you know, for obvious reasons. So you sometimes you really don't know what you're gonna get. And even when you see promo pics from like your standard brands, and the in-hand product is often changes. So with third party, like, the risk I felt during that time, I was like, man, it's even higher. Like, what the hell am I gonna get? These promo pics look really good, but is the figure gonna be as good in hand?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. And I think as third party figures become more popular, they're gonna have to be really careful whether or not they're licensed, of how they're selling it, how they're promoting it, what it looks like, because I feel like companies like Hasbro, Mattel, they're going to start paying a bit more attention. Like, all right, this guy's breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to crack down.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're going to see more of that kind of grayed out face until they really know, okay, we're in the clear, we can start to show this off, or wait until it's released. But yeah, good points. So what's your third one, Prime?
Fourth one is Bruce the Rich Man. Fourth or fifth?
The wrist match. Staying on the DC kick. I like it.
Yeah. Bruce the Rich Man.
He's cool.
And this was it was like a big hype. You know, everybody was on Noda's train. So this was, again, by Noda. They did that Captain America, Steve Rogers in his plain clothes, they had build reputation with Logan, and the limo driver. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then this Bruce, and he came with that gun that says I'm rich, and he shot a bunch of money everywhere. So there was two versions. There was this with his long coat, and there was one that it just came with like a 3-piece suit that which looked a lot like the limo driver. So I went with this one with the longer coat, just because I already had Logan, and I could just, you can swap their heads. They're the same body.
Yeah, it's cool that the swappability. I will say the thing that sticks out to me the most on that figure is the head sculpt. It looks very much like Ben Affleck, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, and
it looks almost another improvement on there, almost like custom quality.
Between the Logan, it's like he was out in the sun a little too long, but with this Bruce, the head's still the same kind of like really dark tan, but the hands aren't as dark. With the Logan, I felt like they spray tanned them a little bit too much, where I was like, man, I don't remember being this dark in the movies. They went a little heavy on the like wash or something. But with the Bruce, they definitely like were a little bit more light-handed with the paint application. But yeah, that like you said, that head sculpt looks really, really good.
Really good. Yeah, that's like a head sculpt you could swap onto your, you know, Mezco Batman or something, or you could really use it for any type of Ben Affleck style figure.
And the soft goods, they're on point, you know. The coat's really good. Right. Got the bendy wire. It's articulate. Same thing. He has like a 3-piece. You can open up his jacket and he has a vest on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Articulation,
it's smooth. Yeah, it's a solid figure.
And if you want to just use that body as like a generic rich guy or a guy in a suit, it works really well for that.
Yeah.
Cool. So a bit different, but I not really a cloth goods figure, something that I have plenty of, but for some reason I decided, hey, I'm going to get this one too. The spring, I want to say the spring Leonardo figure.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one, he came out a while ago. There's supposed to be some more that are coming. Donatello, I think, was solicited. We got Splinter coming soon, and I had the name, but I just drew a blank of what it was. So I will post that up as soon as I know, probably in the comments here. But I can't remember their specific names, but
yeah,
the brothers are all going by different seasons. So like spring, summer, winter. I don't know who's who. I think this was spring, so it's Leo, which is the best turtle. And then the other ones are coming sometime soon.
See you guys.
Bye. Prime's out. Yeah, he's out.
I turned off my camera and I'm done. I'm just audio from here on out.
I really do like this figure a lot. He's a bit smaller.
Yeah.
So he is a bit on the small side. That may or may not bother you. It doesn't really bother me, but he is smaller for a turtle. He's a little bit different style too. I think that they're trying to avoid some licensing issues. You know, he's got he's got ninja stars on his chest. He's got this crazy helmet. He does come with an unmasked head as well. He's got crazy weapons that Leo normally wouldn't use. I think they're trying to differentiate themselves. Obviously, he's got his swords in the back here.
Yeah.
Articulation's great. He's got single-jointed arms, but he's got double-jointed legs. He's got a torso cut. Overall, I was really happy with this figure. I don't know if I'm going to get the others, not because these are bad figures, but because I have so many turtles already. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to
fully invest one turtle.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to fully invest in the line just because I have so many turtles, but not because this figure is not awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a great figure. I just don't know if I can get a whole nother set of turtles, but I really do like this a lot. And this is really not very many cloth goods. It's got some cloth, like his scarf here is fabric.
Yeah,
but there's really there's no cloth on here. So this is more of how does this compare to other plastic figures that I have in my collection?
Right.
And for the most part, with the details alone, he's definitely better quality. He reminds me of like a Mythic Legions a bit, where just really great detail, awesome paint work, no real cloth goods, but you feel like you're getting a really solid figure. So I do like him a lot.
Nice.
It's cool.
So as I'm looking over, you know, on the side of my table, what I got going on so far. And I, again, like I went through this, I think we all go through this phase. We forget what we buy, but like, I didn't even realize I have two Felix Jokers, like literally, and then two Noda. And they're, it's almost like the same, just different head sculpts, but it's almost like the same.
Same
figures. I bought the same figure twice.
You really like suited bodies from Noda, and you really like Jokers from Felix.
Yeah. And then the other one, I think one of my other kind of off ones, which the minute I saw him, I had to get him, was the Kingdom Come Superman.
Oh, yeah. I was so
tempted. And it's on a V-Toys body. Oh, man. And same thing like with that Robin, that Cyberpunk Robin, which I have too. But this right out of the package was like smooth articulation. Like you don't have to worry about nothing breaking. Like this just blew me away.
Yeah, he looks great. The body that they chose underneath the suit makes him look like he's ripped, you know, which I like for a Superman figure. He should look like at least he's in shape. Sometimes with the Mezcos, I feel like they're a little too skinny for a Superman.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't show off the muscles as much. But for that one, Alex Ross style, I really like it.
And I love the boots because that's my biggest gripe with the three Justice League Zack Snyder is the feet on the Superman. He has like big old clown feet. Like, I'm like, I need these type of boots on my Superman.
Boots make such a difference. And Mezco got it wrong on that three pack. I agree. I don't like the boots. I don't know why they couldn't give us like a Reeve style boots. Like, you know, I feel like these look better than what we got in that three pack.
Yeah. Superman. The comic Superman has different type of boots.
Oh yeah.
Like the comic Superman has almost similar boots to this Kingdom Come Superman. So I'm like, come on, like you guys have the boots. You guys just chose not, like, how hard is it just use some Sharpies, paint them black. Come on. It's easy.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
It's easy. We know what we're talking about. But yeah, this man, again, Kingdom Come Superman here, third party. This was a solid, like, I had no regrets. The minute I took him out, I was like, I can't wait to buy some more. But, and like, as we're talking about this, there's another version, and it's probably a different company that's also offering a Kingdom Come Superman, and they're doing a Shazam too. I'm gonna pass on that Kingdom Come, but I'm anticipating that Shazam once it comes up, like. And that's the thing, you know, that's what we've been kind of trying to bring up is the evolution of these companies where they're now pumping out really, really great quality, whether it's officially licensed or not. You know, you take that leap of faith with their first figure, they get a lot of buy-in, and then their second or third, those are the ones that sell out like crazy. And then at second market prices, they're through the roof. So, yeah, it's just... It's a great time to be a collector.
It really is. Yeah. I feel like now that I'm going through this, I'm like, man, I really have favored Felix Toys because my next figure is also from Felix Toys. But they keep doing characters that I really wanted figures of. And this is one of those figures, one of those characters I wanted a figure of for a long time, especially with cloth goods. The Felix Toys.
Yeah.
Rorschach.
Yeah.
He is so badass. This might be my favorite Felix Toys that I own. I think mainly because just the character.
Yeah.
I would say from a cloth goods perspective, the Heath Ledger is probably a little bit nicer than this.
Yeah.
But this is still really well done. The trench coat has these wired pieces here. So you can kind of articulate this as if he's in the wind, you know, say he's got like windswept jacket or something like that. Obviously they nailed his look from the movie and from the comic, even to the point where he's missing a button on this side of his jacket, which is just a very small detail that you notice in the comics where he's got one piece that's up, but they replicated that in figure form, which is pretty impressive. He comes with different head sculpts, which you're like, how does Rorschach have different head sculpts? But it's different designs of the Rorschach blot on his head. He's got a removable hat. He comes with the button. He comes with his grapple gun. He comes with the spray paint with the flame effect coming out of it. Tons of hands. Really great articulation again, like double jointed elbows. You can see double jointed legs. I mean, he's packing, man. He's a really, really nice figure. I really hope Felix Toys gives us more Watchmen characters. Like, I would love to see a comedian.
Yeah.
Or anybody really, a Night Owl. That would be amazing. But yeah, I think it was one of my favorite figures of the year when this came out, and it just blew me away. So, so good. So if this tells you anything, don't hesitate when you see a Felix Toys pre-order go up.
Yeah.
Because this one also, to Prime's point, I was looking at it, and he's like $160 on the aftermarket, which is definitely not what I paid for him.
Yeah. No, yeah, and sometimes you just got to be careful, like, and shop around, because even though they're third party and sometimes they could be really hard to get, I think, and this was for, you know, earlier today, as we're getting ready to do this episode and stuff, I saw this Felix Joaquin Joker version. Somebody had thrown him up in one of the groups, and they were asking for like this ridiculous price where I was like, there's no way no one's gonna, and it wasn't even complete, but there's no way someone's gonna pay over $200 for this figure. Like, to me, I'm like, I don't see it there. It's definitely not there. I would rather spend $100 on like a blank buck and then like look at customizers out there. There's so many great customizers that do specific head sculpts, or even companies, you know, Man Nipple.
Yeah.
Muff Toys. There, you know, there's just, you know, there's so many resources out there to kind of create that look that a lot of us want, the ideal Joker, the ideal Batman. You know, I picked up a Muff Head Toys sculpt Vigilante head, and it was, man, phenomenal. The Batman, the Ben Affleck sculpt on that was just like, they knocked it out of the park. And now they're going to be, you know, doing a full version there of Batman and then the armored Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's already hype behind them because they dropped. And it almost felt like this was a preview, because I feel like a lot of collectors, we go after the head sculpt. Like, how good is that head sculpt going to be? I think articulation and the bare buck has been established. Like, those V-toys or whatever you want to call them, those bucks are being used time over and time again. And it's like, okay, the articulation's there. Everyone's got that down. But what about them head sculpts? Like, sometimes the head sculpt's going to be a hit or miss. And I think Muff Toys came out, but like, here, this is what we are bringing to the table. And these head sculpts, man, I was like, I took it out of the package and I was blown away how realistic, for such a small scale, 1/12 scale, it almost felt like they took a Hot Toy head sculpt and just shrunk it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. The quality and the craftsmanship of third-party figures is on par with, you know, stuff like Mezco level, or I keep saying Mezco, but I can't think of a lot of people that do third-party with cloth goods. But you're getting that same level of craftsmanship, in my opinion, with the third-party stuff. Attention to detail is sometimes a bit better. The head sculpts are sometimes better. I mean, like we talked about with Prime's Rich Man figure, it looks just like Ben Affleck. The Heath Ledger is really well done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just they keep leveling up. And I think it's because we keep investing into these companies. So, yeah, there's a lot of companies out there, you know, which we haven't covered any, you know, by any means, even a small fraction of everything that's out there. But, you know, Felix Toys, Mars Toys, Muff Toys, SSR, Toonshi, Noda, there's all kinds of stuff. So I think the last one that we'll end on before we go into the pre-orders for the week are the Metal Slug figures.
Look at this packaging.
I said it on the packaging's great. The figures are great. The cloth goods are really well done. I mean, talk about articulation, like really nice articulation. You can see double jointed elbows, which is a rare thing. We don't even have this on a Mezco yet. A double jointed elbow female figure.
Yeah, that's true.
These blew me away. Just really, really nice. I'm a lot more willing to look at what Toonshi is doing. And they have a lot of stuff in the works right now. More Metal Slug releases. This is what you would consider a licensed third-party figure. So this actually is officially licensed by SNK, who made those games. They're making a King of Fighters Terry Bogard.
Can't wait.
We're going to see more King of Fighters figures. Definitely seeing more Metal Slug. I can't wait to see what else they're going to do, because if they keep coming out like this quality, you can count me in. You know, they're starting to steal my money away. I've, over the last year or so, I think me and Prime both have slowed down on Mezco, and we're putting that money into other stuff like third party figures.
Yeah, because the price point is equivalent, right? And the quality is there, the price point's equivalent. And a lot of times you can almost time it. Like, you don't, on certain figures, you don't have to jump in as soon as they get announced. But as that clock starts ticking and it's getting closer to release time, and that's the great thing. And some of these companies do a better job than others, again, of letting us know, like, hey, 2 months, you guys are going to have these in hand, or they're getting ready to, you know, be shipped out and, you know, last looks.
Right.
You know, there was a couple other pre-orders that I did. I had to cancel because the company, like, squat. And it's been, like, going on 2+ years. And I was like, forget that.
Yeah, it's a little concerning.
So, take this and that, you know, for that novice that's coming in. Because here's the thing, and this is kind of what we try to strive for, is like, it's, I just did a toy show where, you know, it's your swap meet that you locally, all of us collectors go to. But it's so awesome to meet local collectors, but then like every single, there was a couple collectors that they're like, oh, I'm just getting into it. Like one guy was just barely starting up his Legends collection. He was just looking for like your basic figures that you would think, like, how could you not have this figure already in your collection? Or that one collector who's like, he's just starting out, he's looking for his first background pieces, and I was selling some extreme sets and stuff like that, and some dial pieces and stuff, and he was like, oh yeah, this is like my second Deadpool figure. Like, to think there's, you know, we're all in different seasons, like that's cool. So it's like, there's now so many resources that these third parties, like, those are just as good. Don't think that your only options are like from the big companies, Hasbro or Mattel or whatnot. Like, some of these third-party companies, this year is going to be the year of the third-party company.
Yeah, for real. And if you guys like what you've been seeing from third-party, you have to invest in that stuff to keep it going. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys can't run on free. You know, they got to be making money. And if they're not, you're probably going to see a slowdown of third-party. But I think what we've seen and what we're trying to tell you is that third-party is only getting bigger. And I think, to Prime's point, 2024, we're going to see a lot of third-party figures in top 10 lists at the end of the year because they're just that good. So if you're out there and you've been listening, hopefully this has helped you. You know, if you've been wary about, I don't know if I want to get third-party or not, or I got a third-party, I had a bad experience. Don't let one bad experience ruin the rest, because there's so much out there. So hopefully this is helpful to you. I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. You know, when you're smashing the like button on this episode because you like it that much, make sure you leave a comment below and tell us what third-party figures that you have that maybe we didn't mention or we did mention. You either agree or disagree, or what you're really excited for 2024, because I don't think I've seen everything that's out there. We try to cover everything, but there's been a lot dropping. I don't want to miss stuff myself, because I know I had a really hard time getting those Metal Slug figures because I waited. And I don't want that problem again, because you end up spending more, you end up waiting a lot longer.
That's a good example.
I want to get it now, because if there's a pre-order out there that you guys are interested in, I recommend getting it now, because like we talked about, this stuff goes up in value. So great idea. Love that episode. Hope you guys liked it. You know, bear with us. We haven't done reviews before, so we're just trying to get used to it. Hopefully that will be something that we can try to do more in the future. And if you don't like it, just tell 78 points about it.
Blame 78.
Just blame 78. Cool. So we'll go into our normal stuff, maybe a little bit quicker on this one because we spent a bit more time in the reviews. But I did want to talk about a couple big pre-orders that we saw over the last few weeks. And I think one of the biggest ones, at least for me personally, was the Mezco Golden Age Robin.
Didn't we call this? Wasn't this part of our wish list?
I was like, hoping that you'd jump in with saying that. Yeah.
One, because we did our top 10 so early and like people were getting their panties in a twist. But then we also did like our top 10. We also did like our top wish list, and we're like, we want a Golden Age Robin and a Golden Age Riddler. Like, it was a double pack right there. But hey, I'll take one out of two. Like, the minute I saw it, I was like, called it. And I almost put in my 2 weeks.
Yeah, he DM'd me that day and he's like, we called it. Yeah, and we definitely did. We mentioned this on the podcast. I think, you know, people knew something like this maybe was coming. This wasn't going to be the first time we'd see Robin. It's great that we're getting a Dick Grayson style Robin, because that's what this is to me, is a Dick Grayson style, which a lot of people had upset. They were upset, like, oh, why Damian? Nobody likes Damian.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we get that. Now we have a Dick Grayson version. So your haters out there can say, okay, we've got Dick Grayson version. I think for people that maybe passed up on the Golden Age stuff, this is hitting them a bit hard.
You know,
like the blue and gray or the black and gray Batman that they're showing off here. You got Joker that's still out there, so you didn't miss that pre-order. You can still pre-order him. That Two-Face came out a bit ago. You may be able to get him. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. But if this tells you anything, Mezco's going to invest.
You may or may not.
You may or may not. I'm going to keep sticking with that theme.
I like it. But I love it.
Mezco is investing in the Golden Age stuff. I think we're going to see a lot more Golden Age style figures from Mezco, and maybe even characters that we haven't seen yet. Obviously, Joker is one of them that we haven't seen, but we might see that Riddler that me and Prime have talked about so many times.
I'm telling you, feel like a Riddler pop penguin.
Penguin would be amazing.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Or new versions of older figures. I think my only gripe for this Robin is, and it's going to sound weird, his shorts need to be a bit tighter.
they're tighter, classic, and they need to be shorter. Shorter, like, hey, those shorts are way too long.
Hey, I mean, they are. If you look at the source material, they're a bit long and they're a bit too baggy. I get why probably they're not making them tighter, but it's not really Golden Age stuff.
Accurate. Oh,
yeah.
But you know, look at the Metal Slug figures with their tight shorts.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably would be running into that problem. But hey, who likes short shorts? Nate likes short shorts.
I do. on the Robins, by the way, too. The Boy Wonder. Please give him tighter shorts.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is bad.
See, for me, the gripe was the head sculpt. I wasn't too crazy about the head sculpt. Like, he has, like, this grumpy cat face or feel to it. Like, there's one of I think it's the grumpy one. It looks this like grumpy one. Cat. And I'm like, yeah, the middle one.
Yeah.
He's very, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I do
wish. I'm sure, again, customizers out there, they're gonna come up with some really cool head sculpts.
I wish the one on the right was a bit more expressive, because I feel like his mouth is just very small looking, but I don't know.
You want the?
I'm going to stop talking about. No, I don't. I definitely don't.
I want the mouth more open, and I want shorter shorts.
Yeah, I want him to look like he's eating a hot dog. I don't want that. I'm just kidding, everyone. Please don't
relax. It's a
don't
joke.
Report me. Don't report my account. $90 still up. This will be available everywhere though, not a Mezco exclusive. So no,
it's actually shipping this year. You really think that?
It says it's going to ship in June, but who knows?
I don't know.
Somebody said we'll see it in 3 years. I don't think it's going to be 3 years, but I know that it's hard to get away from that. I get it. That's like the main go-to excuse for Mezco now is it's going to take 3 years.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't think he's going to take 3 years, but I know why that's out there. We've got the Mafex Superboy. This guy looks, I think this looks great. I like how they included the leather jacket, which is fabric. You know, the Mafex stuff with fabric's a little bit hit and miss for me sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's pretty cheap. Like I felt the Ben Reilly Spider-Man, I felt his sweater was pretty cheap.
Oh, see, but, yeah, that's the one I skipped. It looked a little flimsy.
Yeah. this is a character I didn't think we'd be getting in figure form anytime soon, but then I started seeing that Mafex was investing in the Return of Superman comic, and they've given us Eradicator. We got Steel. We got all the Cyborg Superman. We've been getting a lot of them. So Superboy was almost a no-brainer at this point.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're in Superboy, but I think I'm more excited for Eradicator just because it was so over the top, such a 90s. This guy's definitely a 90s bit. Eradicator, when he came out, not that I was like, I was such a big fan, but I remember Reign of Superman, and I think like Eradicator to me, and Steel, which I haven't picked up the Mafex Steel, which I don't know why. I need to.
I do have that Steel. He's great. I think once I started getting the Return of Superman stuff, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get the whole lineup here just so I have all the different versions of Superman. But yeah, I think the Superboy is awesome. Well, this is an instant pre-order for me.
They need to give us like a Superman. Like they gave us the, you know, he's in the black suit.
Oh, but
they need to give us like just a Superman from Reign of Superman, you know? And give us like a, you know, your traditional soups, your classic soups, and then like the mullet soups.
Yeah. For sure. We definitely need a classic one because we got like that Hush style, but we haven't really got one for this comic. Mafex usually does their releases in twos. So they did that again. One DC, one Marvel. You have this Stealth Iron Man, which I don't disagree. This looks great, but I just personally have no interest in it. You know?
Yeah. No, same here.
And I feel like the first version of Iron Man came with the unmasked Tony Stark head sculpt. This doesn't come with that, which I feel like is a kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess,
I would have preferred like the head sculpt. A different Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Silver Centurion or
That would
one
be
of
cool.
the many other armor types out there that you could do. But this is really just a rinse and reuse of their previous Iron Man.
And the previous one came with that proton cannon.
That's true. Came with a lot more than this, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's out there. We've got the Figma Isaac Clarke from Dead Space. I only put this in there because I'm a huge Dead Space fan. I love this game. So this is, I've never had a Figma. I don't really know a lot about these figures, but I'll probably pick this one up just to have it on the shelf of a Dead Space figure. So this is out there too. And then I did want to say, you know, talking about third party stuff again, this Takara Tony Strange Sorcerer Supreme Magic set. This is a third party accessory set basically that's out there. And if you have any love for Doctor Strange, this thing comes fully loaded, like so much crap. For your Doctor Strange figure, which I feel like you may or may not be a Doctor Strange fan, but if you are, you're getting a crap ton of accessories. So I think it's awesome.
You know, you can use this for Constantine too.
Yeah, you can use this for Constantine. You can use it for really like any wizard, sorcerer in your
collection. What about Doctor Fate? You know, think you can see yourself using it for Doctor Fate?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Dr. Fate stuff is very specific in its style. It might work for a couple of things here. You know, maybe some of the...
That's cool. That's a lot of accessories.
A lot of accessories. And it's compatible with Mafex, SHF, and Marvel Legends, all of this stuff.
Oh, cool. Wow.
So if you've got one of those out there...
That's cool.
Yeah, and this is kind of like, I think, the second accessory pack this guy has done. He did one for Deadpool a while ago. It's just cool to see this kind of stuff being made. It is. You know, somebody in the community decided to make a huge accessory set because he probably wanted it for himself, and now he's selling it. Yeah. So I think that's awesome.
What's the price? 63.
Price is 68.
Oh, 68.
And on Toys Metaverse, there's only 4 left. So this is one of those moments that we're talking about. If you guys want this, don't wait on it because it's probably going to be gone. We could talk about other pre-orders, but we'll wait until our next live to talk about other pre-orders. Did you get anything new this week?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, I did attend a toy swap meet, and I was finally able to pick up my Spiral, which I gave up hitting up all 80 Rosses. I picked up a Spiral, killer deal, like still $10. Come on, can't beat that. And then I picked up the Atrocious Build-A-Figure from Toddy Mac. I don't know a lot about villains. Atrocitus?
Yeah.
He just looked freaking cool. Like, I was looking for a Green Lantern figure villain just something like I needed more villains in my DC lineup. I think all I have is Darkseid. That's it. And I'm like, nice. Oh, and freaking Riddler, and you know, obviously Joker. But I needed something a little different, and I was like, you know what? I kept seeing some reviews about them, but again, picked them up on a killer deal. Like I couldn't. It was too good to pass up. So yeah,
I saw a lot of people saying really good things about that Atrocitus. They really liked him, so I think that's a good get. I'm unfortunately taking a token this week, so no new figures for me. I've been slowing down a lot, like I've said a few different times, but
yeah,
just not getting as much lately. So
and I got this guy, Stanley.
Oh, mentioned in the live Stanley video. R. Wait, that's Stanley R. Is that Stanley R?
That's Stanley R. He made it.
Awesome.
I'm freaking.
That's a great looking set.
Yeah,
I really like that set a lot. All right, Nasty Nate's dirty trick for the week. My trick for this week is try different perspectives. And I may have said this before, but I'm just going to reiterate it because I recently had a situation where I was doing a shot. It was that Ronin shot that I just posted. I was doing it from a low angle because that's my kind of go-to is go low angle and shoot the figure up and makes them look bigger. But I just didn't like how it was coming out. There was stuff in the background that was distracting from the shot. So I decided to go with a high angle down, and I really liked that version because I could see sort of more of the ground scene. You know, I had some Sinja patrol bots that he had beat the shit out of, and there's parts everywhere. Yeah. And I kind of wanted to show that off a bit more. So that higher perspective down totally changed the shot in my mind. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going with. So if you guys are struggling with an idea and you tend to shoot in one angle, which for me, it's kind of down here, try up here, try on to the left, or maybe even do like a top down shot and see how it looks just to get it in the frame and see what it looks like. You might surprise yourself. And it helped get out of those ruts because that shot was relatively fast. You know, I tried that one angle. I didn't like it. I switched the angle and boom, I had the shot. I was really happy with how easy it was. So if you guys are having issues, I probably have said this before, but you know, I'm going to have to recycle dirty trick ideas. There's only so much out there that you can learn, but definitely try a different perspective if you're having an issue with your shot.
Nice.
Okay. So figure aficionado, for some reason or another, and I've tried this in Chrome. I've tried it in Microsoft Edge. I've tried the Instagram app. For some reason, my computer is not. Yeah. He's not showing. Yeah, he might. I mean, I've tried different accounts, but I cannot get my Instagram to show any photos. So I hate that because I like to show off photos of people that we're featuring. The artist that we're featuring though is What's Up Danger. I recently discovered him over the last maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And he does like really great work. I was really impressed by his shots, his perspectives, his setups, his colors, his, you know, the posing. I mean, this guy is just killing it. I wish I could show you, but since I can't, you guys need to go out there and just give him a follow, check out his work. What's Up Danger. Really, really impressed with his work. Keep killing it, dude. I don't know if you listen or not, but, Marty, I'm a big fan of your work. So I think you're doing a great job, dude. So please go give him some support.
Oh, yeah. I'm killing
if you guys are listening. Yeah, he does some amazing work. So I'll try to get that issue fixed. I don't know. It just all of a sudden it started in the middle of the stream when I was trying to pull it up. So hopefully by the next
time happens,
we'll have that fixed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it, guys. That's all we have for you this time. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you guys hit that like button. Leave us a comment to let us know your favorite third-party stuff or your favorite companies, whatever it is. Like I said, hit that like button, check out our other episodes. If you haven't checked those out yet, Mind, Body, and Figures was our last one. And if you're not subscribed to the Figure Booth, like we talked about, what are you doing with your life? Make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live or post new episodes. Prime, anything else you want to say?
Nope. Just, if you have a previous arcade for me, I am running a contest till the 31st, end of January. All you have to do is post a picture with one of your previous Prime Arcade that you purchased for me. Tag me on it. Use the hashtag PrimesBack2024. And then at the end of the month, for one of our lives for February, we'll pick a winner randomly. And I'll send you out a cab of your choice. So, yeah. Besides that, you guys can catch me all under Prime to the First on Instagram and X. and Facebook.
Yeah, and Prime's been putting out fire arcades lately. And if you guys have missed him, you really need to go check him out. Because Metal Slug, I don't know what he's teasing, what he's not, so I won't say too much. But there's some fire arcades out there and probably some coming. Mm-hmm. So please go check out Prime if you're interested. Grab one for yourself. I've got four of them. I love them. You've heard a lot of other guests on here. They like them too. So please go show them some support. The original arcade creator of Instagram. All right, everybody. Yeah. You can catch me at figurefan_Nate. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.